This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every now and then, there are elements of this business or moments that really get me geeked up still. I would say probably I'm jaded a little bit after 25 years in the business. I know I'm old. It's totally fine. You can say it. I can say it. No biggie. So after many decades or many years spent in this business over a couple of decades, I get to the point where it's not all highlights and sunshine and roses, and it's work, right? You do a job long enough and it's work. And when it comes to football season, especially, and the month of October, especially, sometimes it seems like a massive grind. I know there are a lot of people out there that would love to do this job. I will never take it for granted. I do think it is a job that I was born to do and I'm blessed to have. But there are times when it's a grind and it absolutely feels like work because it can be so all-consuming. And so the moments that geek me up are fewer and farther between. Yeah, a lot of it's a labor of love. It's not pure adrenaline, pure excitement, pure enthusiasm. Sometimes that's fake, actually. As the old adage goes, fake it till you make it, baby. And there are times when I sit down at the microphone to start the show, and that's exactly how I feel. Well, I'm going to fake it until I make it real. Though, thankfully, I've got inherent enthusiasm. I don't know where it comes from sometimes. I think it's just the joy of doing the job. But anyway, there are moments where it is really cool to be Amy Lawrence. And one of those moments is tonight. And this is really a bucket list item for me because I've been a fan of Ron Rivera for years. Those of you who have listened to the show when he was with Carolina, when he was with Washington, I've been a big fan. And his career as a player and a coach spans decades. He's got a ton of experience. And I've heard him recently, though he'd done media in the past when he was coaching, but I'd heard him in a new role recently as an analyst on Westwood One broadcast of NFL games. And he'll be doing that again on Thursday evening as we kick off week 8 in the NFL. How crazy is that? But he'll be doing the game between the Vikings and the Rams in LA. And then also, you can catch him on NFL Game Day or NFL Game Day Morning. Actually, sometimes he's on Good Morning Football, too, while we're talking about mornings, because he's doing some part-time work with the network and with Westwood One. So we have to thank our friends at Westwood One for connecting us with Coach Rivera. Riverboat Ron, that's still his handle on Twix. Because he was traveling, and is traveling, tonight, we actually recorded with him. I'm not kidding about this. You can ask producer Pete to confirm. We got off the phone with him not even 45 minutes ago. So we did record the conversation only because we're trying to accommodate his travel plans, getting ready for his game on Thursday, and wanted to make sure that it worked out for both us and for him. But just hung up the phone with him 45 minutes ago, which is why I'm so geeked up about sharing this conversation with you. Now, I promise you, as uncomfortable as it was for me, I felt like I was being a little nosy. I did ask him if he wants to get back on the sidelines in the NFL. Knowing, of course, that I set myself up for a yes or no answer. It's one of my cardinal rules. When I tell my students about interviewing, don't ask a yes-no question. Because if you have someone who isn't accommodating or doesn't feel like giving you any intel, you might get a yes or a no. And that's it. It actually happened a lot when I was covering Oklahoma football. This is going back to the early days of my career. And Bob Stoops was notorious for this. When we would do our Tuesday coaches lunch, And the media was welcome, and Bob Stoops would take questions, but he really despised that aspect of being a head coach. Not a big fan, which is funny that he actually turned into media and then wrote a book and all that jazz. Anyway, he did not like answering questions and thought most of them were stupid. And so if you asked him a yes or no question, he would answer yes or no and then just look at you as if you were the idiot. Because he gave you the answer. It was either yes or it was no. So all that to say about Ron Rivera, I did ask him, is he wanting to get back into coaching again? Some form of that question. And he actually gave me a very long answer. You're going to have to stick around to hear why and to hear what he said. So we will have our conversation with Ron Rivera at the top of the next hour. Actually think that we have enough that we'll break it up into two different segments because we talked a lot about the NFL and some of the current storylines, topics, some of what's happened through the first 7 weeks. I mean, he's been practicing this, right? Because he's an analyst now for those two different outlets. And so he's got to be ready and he's doing a lot of studying. But yeah, wait till you hear what he's up to. In addition to his media work, I did welcome him to the dark side, Producer Pete. I said, it's my honor as a longtime member of the media to welcome you to the dark side. I don't know if he got the Star Wars reference, but I do that with all former players and coaches who turn media. Welcome to the dark side, baby.
Well, if he didn't get the Star Wars reference, he had, probably has no idea what the dark side is. So he's probably still thinking about it right now.
I bet there are football players and coaches who just think that we're the dark side.
That's true.
We're evil.
That's true. I think he, just by the 4 seconds I talked to him on the phone, you could tell that he has a very good demeanor.
He does.
Across the board.
He's a great talker. Yes. A great talker. So that was really cool. Definitely a highlight. So now when someone says to me, what's one of the best interviews? Now, you can't ask me the best one ever because that's really unfair. But what's one of the best interviews you've ever done? This is absolutely going to be right there on the list. Also, he's the, I'm trying to think, the other than Pete Carroll. And I know Ron Rivera isn't currently serving as a head coach, but I think a lot of people still think of him as an NFL head coach because of how recently he was fired from his job in Washington. By the way, I did ask him about Washington as well, just so you know. I didn't shy away from the tough things, even though at times I feel awkward, like I'm probing and being nosy. I don't want someone to be offended by a question that I ask, but I have to do my job too. So I tried to be diplomatic and kind and also sensitive. I did ask him about Washington. So I'm excited to share that conversation with all of you and Producer Pete as well, because he hasn't heard it yet.
I have not. I am looking forward to it.
Ron Rivera is in an airport asking us. We had to call him back a couple times because when we first called him at the scheduled time, not only could he not hear us, but we could not hear him because he was literally getting off a plane. Could you imagine? I'll bet there are guys who do interviews while they're getting off of planes, trying to grab their luggage, trying to navigate the narrow aisles, then trying to navigate the jetways and through an airport and where's baggage claim and all that jazz.
Some people probably have done it multiple times and then they're used to it. Others have probably tried it and it doesn't
failed
work.
Failed miserably.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to say, it's actually not great for us on the radio end to have a person who's moving through an airplane. Their phone almost always either slips away from their mouth or they're trying to be quiet because they don't want to disturb the people around them. Plus, they're navigating all of the challenges of an airport. So thankfully we had some time and he just asked us to wait until he got out of the airport, which we did. Good stuff. I'm really excited for you to hear it in case you can't hear it in my voice and in my tone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Been looking forward to this for a while. So again, thanks to our friends at Westwood One, Mike Eby, the executive producer, and of course, Producer Pete for connecting us. 855-212-4227. No Bron and Bronny to talk about tonight. But do you know who got back to basketball? That would be Steph Curry coming off of his golden trip to Paris. Probably his only Olympics. may not end up doing that again simply because it couldn't go a whole lot better than it did for a first timer at, what, 36 years old? So Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, they are back to basketball. Also, teams like the Milwaukee Bucks, who are genuinely hoping that with Doc Rivers, Giannis, and Dame Lillard, that that core, along with hoping other guys get healthy, like a Chris Middleton, right? They're hoping that this year has fewer challenges, less adversity than last year, because it was a mess last year. Although you remember Adrian Griffin was fired, they had a really good record. Weren't they best record in the East at the time that he got fired, or best record in their division? I don't remember if they had a better record than Boston.
They had a best record in something.
Yep. Yes. And so they brought some of that crap on themselves, actually. It wasn't like it was because of all the injuries solely. I mean, they really did bring some of that on themselves. And so as we get full force into the NBA season, we absolutely want you to hear about some of the other storylines. I was combing over the schedule earlier on Wednesday, and I've told this to Pete, and I am very much looking forward to it coming up on Thursday. It will be the return of the Dallas Mavericks, this time with Klay Thompson in the lineup. Now, Pete, have you heard the endorsement that Klay Thompson gave us as a sports radio show going back to, gosh, it was about this time last year? Now, he's no longer with Golden State, but if we do a little doctoring, a little editing, I feel as though we should still be able to use Klay Thompson's ringing and resounding endorsement of After Hours.
That's the first time hearing of it.
Oh, well, I bet it's in there. It better be in there, because if it's, well, I actually have a recorded version of it in my email, and I've shared it with all my family and friends, so we've got it somewhere if you can't find it in our audio system. But as you're looking, I'll just tell you, I'm mixed emotions over seeing Klay Thompson in a Dallas Mavericks uniform, but I am anxious for Klay to fit in there and to pursue a championship. He loves basketball. He just wants to play basketball. And I know he was a little perturbed over the end of his tenure there at Golden State. I'm hoping that he's happy now, that he's found joy. And I thought that was really neat when Steph Curry was saying the same thing. I just want Klay to be happy. I just want him to be in a situation where he is full of joy and is ready to contribute and be a major piece of a franchise again. Oh, well, we're going to have to get out of my email then, because Klay Thompson, I'm telling you, gave us a ringing endorsement as a sports radio show. In fact, I'm pretty sure, and I quote, he called it one of the best shows in America. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sure we have it. I don't see it.
What are the chances that in an act of sabotage, Jay tried to delete it on his way out the door?
Yeah, you know what? Jay is that type of guy.
Oh, don't. So I don't think Jay would do it to us here on After Hours, but I do think he might take a shot like that at the company. But it really only hurt us. So I'm going to say, no, it wasn't him. It was someone else trying to steal it, using AI to change it so that it sounds like it's an endorsement for their show. Uh-huh. That's what happened. Yeah, so coming up on Thursday, much more limited schedule, but we will see the Dallas Mavericks and the Denver Nuggets playing again. So those two teams will tip off against San Antonio and Oklahoma City. Remember last year, one of the best teams in the regular season. So the NBA opening week continues. And yes, Golden State back on the court tonight, as well as Kevin Durant. Kind of funny. Maybe it's just me, but I tend to think that the scheduling is not random. The NBA, like every other league, is looking for ways to attract people right off the top. And so they will schedule matchups in week one, like the Panthers and Browns. When we first saw Baker Mayfield leave Cleveland, he got picked up by, well, he got traded to, I should say, traded to the Carolina Panthers. And then what do we find on the very first week of the schedule? Panthers and the Browns. Yeah, that's not a coincidence. When Russell Wilson got traded to Denver, what was the very first game on the Seahawks schedule that year? A game against the Broncos. Uh-huh. See how these things are not random? And so this week, I think we're getting some of these same types of matchups. Like, for instance, Phoenix on the road at the Clippers. Just because it's Kevin Durant and it's James Harden. And they're together again. It's just not random, as I say. The NBA is trying to suck you in. And so we've got some enticing matchups in this first week, including the Dallas Mavericks, who went to the NBA Finals a year ago, lost, was it 4-1? 4-1 in the NBA Finals. But now they've got Klay Thompson, which makes them a completely different watch. We're also going to get started on looking ahead to week number 8, not just with Ron Rivera, but guess who was back at practice on Wednesday? Tua Tagovailoa. And so his top wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, was talking about it. We heard from Tua earlier in the week as he gets back to football. He just wants to be really smart. Also, Mike McDaniel was talking about Tua today as well and made a bike riding analogy. Because, you know, those are easy ones. Riding your bike. It's just like riding your bike. How often do you hear that? In fact, when I've taken a week off, or I guess my longest stretch off was 2 weeks for my honeymoon in May. And I remember I was nervous about getting back on the radio thinking, huh, what if it's awkward and disjointed and I don't have that same rhythm? And someone said to me, it's just like riding a bike. Although, come on, to be honest, if you've been off a bicycle for 2 years and you try to get back on it, you're probably not ready for a road race. I mean, it can be a little awkward until you figure it out again. Speaking of that, we've got a quarterback who was benched in week number 2, who's back on the field, taking over again as the starter. Could the third time, and I'll explain that, could the third time be the charm? We also know Jameis Winston will have a different play caller with the Cleveland Browns in week number 8. So we'll talk about that as well. But really, the big story coming out of the NFL on Wednesday, while it's, I don't think, a done deal yet, at least the last I knew, it wasn't a done deal, though it was in the works and an NFL-specific account, as in the NFL network Twitter, put it out there. DeAndre Hopkins will soon be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. So remember the conversation we had earlier this week, and we asked you, you all obliged, we asked you, if we give you the Chiefs, who are the top 5 teams in the NFL? Now, some of you wanted to push back and say that the Chiefs are not one of the top 5 teams in the NFL. You're delusional. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, not Y-O-U-R. With DeAndre Hopkins, not saying it's going to fall into place immediately, but with DeAndre Hopkins, the Chiefs have a veteran wideout who is still very capable. Is he one of the top receivers in the league anymore? Maybe not, although with Patrick Mahomes, things look a whole lot different for some guys. You think about some of the guys the Chiefs have had in their stable of weapons, whether running back or receivers, but I think specifically receivers, they didn't work out anywhere else. But they worked out in Kansas City to the tune of a Super Bowl, to the tune of a career year, because of the offensive system and because of Patrick Mahomes. So the Titans are getting a 2025 fifth-round pick, but it can transform to a fourth-round pick. It's like a transformer. If the Chiefs reach the Super Bowl and D-Hop plays 60% of the snaps with KC, meaning if he becomes ever more valuable to the Chiefs, well, the Titans will get extra compensation. But essentially, they're paying the Chiefs to take him, which always blows me away. Tennessee is picking up $2.5 million of his $8 million remaining on his salary this season. And the Chiefs were expected to finalize that trade at some point on Wednesday, though Andy Reid wouldn't talk about it. All he said with a bit of a Cheshire Cat grin, and not a full Cheshire Cat grin, but just a few teeth, is that he knows nothing. Because players, until they're on your roster, coaches are not allowed to talk about them. And he just essentially said the GM is dealing with all of that. But because Rashee Rice got hurt and Hollywood Brown also got hurt, that was in the preseason, Juju Smith-Schuster may not play in week number 8 because of a hammy. Oh, actually, they've already ruled him out for week number 8, as I amend myself. How quickly can DeAndre Hopkins get up to speed as a 12-year veteran? He did tear his ACL in preseason himself, but now he's healthy. Could you imagine going from Will Levis, who is inaccurate, and that's putting it nicely, Will Levis to Patrick Mahomes? Or could you imagine going from Deshaun Watson to Josh Allen? Or one more, Gardner Minshew to Aaron Rodgers? Interested to hear which one of these moves you think will end up making the greatest impact. So we'll get to some basketball and also some more top football headlines. Did you see where Robert Saleh is working now? He's got a new gig. It's not Wendy's, although that would be kind of fun. Or Applebee's, like Dan Campbell worked at Applebee's over the summertime. We are just getting started. Seriously, don't miss my conversation with Ron Rivera, longtime NFL DC and head coach. At the top of next hour, we'll bring that interview to you. Just talked to him not even an hour ago. We hung up. At A-Law Radio to find me online. Also on our Facebook page.
Next month, this is my wall.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence from the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Curry looks ahead, snaps off a chest pass to Wiggins. He'll spin it to the right sideline with the handle. Throws it to Draymond. Draymond, two-hand heave to Curry. Left corner, lets it fly. Splash for Curry. He's starting to have some fun tonight. It's a 20-point lead for Golden State. Ayton top of the key with a jumper up over Looney. Won't go. Curry the rebound. Curry throws ahead. Beautiful pass to Heald. Layup good and a foul. What a pass. Curry with the assist. So it doesn't matter what the scorecard says anymore. He's got 10 now.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Golden State Warriors are back, baby. It's good to see Steph Curry out there on the court. And I personally am a fan of Draymond Green, though I know he's an acquired taste, or maybe the more you get to know about him, the more you don't like him. But I'm a big fan, and so I enjoyed seeing the Golden State Warriors back out there running up and down the full court. And yes, they've got a new member of the backcourt, and that is Buddy Hield. So this game taking place in Portland, and when it was all said and done, Tim Roy on Warriors Radio, a 35-point win. 35-point win for the opener. Wowzers. So Curry ends up with 17 points and 10 assists. And on that second Buddy Hield bucket that you heard, it was his 10th. Hield came off the bench for 22. By far the leading scorer for the Warriors off the bench. And they went deep on their bench. And remember, he was the new acquisition, essentially, after they lost Klay Thompson, bringing in another veteran guard because they also need that leadership, but the sharpshooting from beyond the arc. He stopped by the Warriors radio network when the game was done to talk about his new teammates at Golden State.
Unselfish group. Everybody loved to play with each other. Everybody loved each other. And we had a great leader in Steve Kerr. Great support and staff, and we just playing off each other, man. I say everybody's sacrificing from our leader and Steph and Draymond to the last guy on the bench. You know, we coming in, and I feel like there's no last guy on the bench. Everybody can play.
Well, everybody did play in this game against Portland. They're off and running in Golden State. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Yeah, we know that Portland was going through its first year without Damian Lillard last season, starting fresh, a lot of young talent. They believe they've got a real future there. Meanwhile, Dame struggled in his first season with the Milwaukee Bucks. He was on and off the court, had a couple injuries, but mostly he and Giannis just were never really on the same page consistently enough. Will that change in 24-25?
Here's Lillard, uncorks a three, and he drills it from straight on. Damian Lillard starting to heat up. 26 points now for Dame in this first three quarters. Here's a three-pointer from Lillard, and he strikes again. His assault continues from three-point range. Dame now sitting with 29 points on his sixth made three-pointer tonight, 92-73.
And that's the call on the Bucks radio network. Lillard logs 38 minutes, goes for 30 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. And yeah, starting off well. Good to see Giannis back on the court again, too, doing what he does. 25 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Feel like these guys all have fresh legs. And even if they haven't played a ton in the preseason, this is as healthy as they're going to be, many of them, because they're off and running now into an 82-game slate. Doc Rivers, he is the head coach. There's no truth to the rumors that he's on the hot seat, and he could be replaced 16 games into the season.
They're both dominant, you know, just the way they're playing. They're being patient, not forcing a lot. The floor is wide open. Our spacing is great, and that helps Giannis and Dame.
So you've got on this roster a lot of veterans. I think the combination we didn't see a lot last year. Remember Bobby Portis, he was injured for part of last year too. I think I mentioned Chris Middleton being part of that equation, like Drew Holiday back when they won their title. And so much has changed around them, right? So to even start the season now and have most of those guys healthy is a big deal, though Middleton did not play tonight. And speaking of injuries, I mean, the Sixers are already in that space. Did you see that the NBA is planning to investigate the situation around Joel Embiid? I'm not exactly sure what that means. The idea that at this point already there would be load management is kind of dumb. So you wouldn't expect that that would be what they're talking about. But the fact that he was seemingly on track to begin the season, and now the NBA is going to investigate the franchise over his participation. So he missed the preseason for what the team, meaning games, for what the team called left knee injury management. Is that a new designation on the injury report? Left knee injury management. So essentially chronic pain, but to miss the very start of the season. So they're saying he's going to miss at least three games to begin this week. Now, the league is going to take a look at it, but apparently this is now standard operating procedure anytime a star misses a nationally televised game, which chaps their rear end, if you know what I mean. And so I guess they're going to investigate whether or not left knee injury management is real. The thing is, there's no way you'd be... He didn't play in the preseason. There's no way you'd be resting him at this point in the season. That's their first freaking game.
Well, again, look, and they're not going to be able to do anything, but this is the Sixers open themselves up to this. Because before the season starts, Joel Embiid, I'm not going to play back-to-back for the rest of my career. All right. Not playing in the preseason. Well, you know what? The knee is, he's on track, no problem, no setbacks, but he's not ready yet. You just played in the Olympics.
Right, right.
What, did something happen? No setbacks. Well, you just played. Now you can't play? So what happened?
So he didn't get his regular rest off during the summertime.
This is nonsense, is what this is. This is trying to keep a big man who's a key to everything that they need to do healthy during the season, and they're taking the first few games off. And that's what
ridiculous,
that is.
Ridiculous, though.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, but it's dumb.
They're trying to keep him healthy. This is just, it's just shadow boxing. It's nonsense. Honestly, it's garbage. Now, the NBA is not going to be able to do anything about it. But the Sixers, again, you could do a better job of lying to us. That's basically what it comes down to.
You're like, hide it a little bit.
Again, you can't have the guy play in the Olympics and then say nothing changed, he had no setbacks, but he's not ready for the beginning of the season. How the hell is that possible?
And then Paul George isn't either. So
well,
that's
he got
part
hurt in the
equation.
In the preseason, yeah. So I can live with that. He got banged up. They're both older, and they're both guys that get banged up a lot, so I understand.
And I
get the concept. But
then Daryl Morey, though, I mean, there's also the report, as you were talking about referencing, that Daryl Morey's been pretty strong about not wanting these guys to play back-to-backs. But that's a no-no for the NBA.
Again, just don't tell us. Don't say it. Seriously, like, just don't. You, Joel Embiid actually came out and said, I'm not going to do that for the rest of my career. Don't tell us that. Just keep your mouth shut. That's a simple way to go around. And then Nick Nurse didn't help because they said, they come to him. Well, there was no setback. He did play in the Olympics, so how is he not ready now? Oh, I don't know what to tell you. What do you mean you don't know what to tell me?
It's because it's above his head. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you not the coach? Do you not get paid? Do you not have a check? What do you mean you don't know what to tell me?
Doesn't get paid as much as the players do.
Well, you
doesn't
know what?
Get paid as much.
Get together with PR. Figure out what your what your statement is going to be and let me know what it is.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, baby.
You didn't think you were going to get asked that question?
Yeah.
This came out of the blue?
Not to mention, it's a direct quote to ESPN's Tim Bontemps about how if I had to guess, I would never play. I would guess that I wouldn't be playing back-to-backs the rest of my career.
I mean, again, there's so much stuff where it's just, here's the best advice that I have. Shut up. That's the best advice. It's really not that hard sometimes. Just keep your mouth shut. It's not that hard.
Oh, it is hard for some people.
Oh.
Okay, so I want you to think about this for next hour. By the way, Ron Rivera on this show next hour. Very excited. But this is something that I discovered and I was blown away by. But I'm only going to say that you have to think about it for an hour. How much do you think it costs these days at a laundromat to wash and dry a load of laundry? You can just think about it. Because my husband and I had quite a rude awakening on Wednesday. You're going to be blown away. Seriously, if there's ever a sign of inflation, this is it. Anyway, on that note.
You didn't need quarters still, though, right? It's been a while since I've done it. You don't need just quarters because I hated that.
He did pay with quarters.
But you didn't need to.
Stacks and stacks and stacks of quarters.
But there's an ability to not. Because the last time I had to do
right.
it.
Okay, but he did.
Okay, all right. I'm just curious.
He did, but I don't think that made a difference.
Okay.
No, seriously. You're not going to believe it. I still don't believe it. But I just want you to think about it.
Okay.
Don't Google it. Just think about it.
I'm not going to Google
okay.
it.
Okay. Because the last time I did laundry at a laundromat, it was 50 cents each.
Yeah, no. No, it's been
just
a lot.
Kidding.
No, it's a lot more than that.
in Wisconsin, at the end of my grandmother's life, I would go and I would visit her and I would wash her comforter for her so that she didn't have to get it off her bed and put it in a laundry. And I do remember that she would give me a stack of quarters and it cost $1 to run her washer in her community. So maybe they did a cheaper price for her or for those residents of the community.
Probably.
But that was the last time I used a laundromat. It wasn't that long ago, within the last 5 years, and it was $1 to run the washer. So, yeah, I wasn't expecting the cost when we took... We had to do an emergency load because we've been without a washer and dryer now for 3 weeks as we're building our new laundry room and the old one's been disconnected. It's just sitting out in our yard because why not?
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice. I feel like we're like rednecks, although he jokes sometimes about being a redneck coming from Texas. But, yeah, we have toilets and washer and dryer and all manner of things just laying in our backyard right now.
On the lawn.
Okay. On the lawn.
So they work.
Well, no, not on the lawn. They don't.
Well, they work, but they're disconnected.
Yes,
exactly. All right. Okay. All
right. They're lawn ornaments right now. Right. At A-Law Radio on our Facebook page, too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And this report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Chiefs made sure to add another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. Reportedly land 12-year veteran DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans for a conditional fifth-round pick. Packers always looking for an advantage. Head coach Matt LaFleur has brought in some help, a good friend, and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to an undefined role on the staff.
It's pretty fluid. I think it's important to... for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
As for Saleh's former club, the Jets, in the midst of a four-game skid with Devontae Adams there for all of a week, but didn't stop the veteran from having a fiery locker room speech following a lackluster effort against the Steelers Sunday night.
Just basically, I just took a moment to let him know, like, I had reservations about speaking up too early and being too vocal too early, but I felt like, in my mind, I said, F that, because I need to, we don't have time, and I got to do whatever I got to do to help this team move forward.
Now, as for Andy Dalton, suffered a sprained thumb in a car accident, so Panthers going back to Bryce Young this week against the Broncos. Browns going Jameis Winston, former number one overall pick, explained how he's matured in his 10 years in the NFL.
My involvement as a quarterback has been every year, but I believe knowing the plays not to make instead of knowing the plays that I am capable of making.
Ken Dorsey will be calling those plays for Cleveland. Kevin Stefanski stepping aside for the first time since he became the head coach in 2020. Washington did not have Jaden Daniels at practice with that rib injury. Too early to know if he'll be available for Sunday. Checking the NBA, where the Bucks route the Sixers 124-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo 25 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Damian Lillard poured in 30. No Joel Embiid. NBA said to be investigating the Sixers concerning his participation, as he's not expected to play this week. As for the Pelicans, lit up the Bulls 123-111, but they reportedly lost to Jonte Murray to a broken left hand. Kevin Durant at 25. Suns survived the Clippers in overtime 116-113. Pacers took out the Pistons 115-109. Hawks outscored the Nets 120-116. Warriors dominate the Blazers 139-104. Cavs pound the Raptors 136-106. Grizzlies have been the Jazz 126-124. And the Magic overwhelmed the Heat 116-97. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call. 855-212-4227.
Strike two pitch is hit back to the box, dribbling to second. Samwell on the bag, throws to first, double play. Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10:17 in the evening of June the 29th, 1990. If you have a sombrero, throw it to the sky.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
One of the legendary moments of Fernando Valenzuela's career. And, of course, many tributes pouring in around the baseball world, even as the Dodgers get set to open the World Series against the Yankees in their own stadium, Dodger Stadium, on Friday night. And I saw this particular video on, I guess it was Wednesday morning, right? Because we're heading into a Thursday now. On Wednesday morning, as I was getting ready to go to bed, I sometimes go back and check social media just to see if anything news popped up, breaking news right before I'm about to go to bed. Probably not a great combination, but I was still paging through X, and I came across a video that was shared of Vin Scully out on the mound at Dodger Stadium, and he was supposed to throw out the first pitch. As he went to throw the pitch, he feigned an arm injury, maybe a rotator cuff. And he pretends that he can't throw it, and he decides he's going to go to the bullpen. He's mic'd up, of course, and he calls for the lefty. And out of the dugout, sounds, judging by the sounds of the reaction there at Dodger Stadium, it was a surprise to everybody except for a handful of people. Certainly the fans didn't know. Out comes Fernando Valenzuela, and the groundswell of noise to greet him as he walked out to the mound. And what a special moment, and yet so bittersweet now, as both Vin Scully and Fernando Valenzuela have passed away. But I appreciate hearing the tributes from those who played with him or were part of that Dodgers organization, like Oral Hershiser, as he was speaking to Sportsnet LA about his friend.
The loss of Fernando is life-changing, but he was life-changing when he was here with us. And I think about Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. I think about Roberto Clemente changing culture and how Puerto Rican people and Latinos were looked upon as they came to the big leagues. And then you can think about Fernando Mania and the impact that he had on Los Angeles, baseball, the whole culture, an explosion of fans. And so he didn't fight prejudice, but he created love, love for the game, love for the team, love for everything. And he brought so much pride to the Latino community. He had an amazing sense of humor. Amazing ability that we will document on the field and off the field, on the golf course, in the locker room, putting contests on carpet in Cincinnati. So many things to remember, but we are so lucky to have had him.
Oral Hershiser and Fernando Valenzuela, part of the same rotation for part of their careers. And so it's good to hear from the other Hall of Famer. And then Steve Garvey as well on Sportsnet LA talking about Fernando.
He had that impish smile about him, and he, you know, when he took the field, he had that that swagger to him, that confidence, a feeling that I have things under control, and that was from day one. I remember, you know, he came in that one-game playoff in 1980, and I remember him taking the mound. I think he threw three or four good innings. We were down by six or seven runs, but I remember I hadn't seen him in spring training. And he took the man, got a few guys out, somebody got on. And, you know, he took that wind up and he looked to the sky. And I thought, oh, he's going home. And I started to come up the bay and he came over to first and barely saw the ball. I would have got hit in the head. And I remember going over and saying to him, is that your best move? And he gave me that little, that's not my best move. So that began, obviously, being a teammate and playing with him. The significant impact he had on the field was matched more by the influence he had off the field as a man, obviously as a player, the influence he had on his culture, Hispanic culture, and what it did for the game of baseball and for Dodger baseball.
He was a pioneer. He was a trailblazer, and he was beloved by so many, not to mention an incredible winner on the baseball diamond, the accolades, the resume, it goes on and on and on for this Hall of Famer himself. He was a Cy Young Award winner, a Rookie of the Year winner, a World Series winner. And to hear what people say about him almost makes us feel like we know him a little better as fans or as members of the media. Maybe we didn't have that same relationship with him, but it's good. I know when people pass away, it makes you feel better when you can share positive stories and you can talk to other people about this loved one, this person that you cared so much about. And you can hear the joy, even in their sorrow, Oral Hershiser and Steve Garvey talking about their friend and their former teammate. At A-Law Radio is where you can find us online, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So yes, coming up just after the top of the hour, conversation with one Ron Rivera. People ask me all the time about bucket list interviews, and certainly there are people in the past, as well as in the present, but people in the past that kind of shaped me as a sports fan, even before I was into this business. So when I say Larry Bird or when I say John Elway, those are athletes that I was captivated by as a kid. One of the reasons why I love sports so much. But then there are current players, of course, or current coaches that I admire or that I think would be a really good interview. And it doesn't necessarily have to be both. It could be one or the other. So I said Draymond Green, how much I would love to have a conversation with Draymond Green just because I think it would be radio gold. Well, Ron Rivera's on that list of coaches, guys that I feel like it'd be really neat to pick his brain. And thankfully, through our connection with Westwood One, he agreed to do an interview. Now, we did have to record it about an hour and a half ago because he was in transit and landing in LA and trying to get into his hotel, and so we wanted to accommodate him, but I'm telling you, do not miss it. I did ask him the question of whether or not he wants to coach again, plus a whole lot more. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.